Good day, and welcome to the Qatar Navigation Year-End 2017 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Shahan Keshgarian. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Shahan Keshgarian from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Milaha's 2017 Results Conference Call. On this call, we have Akram Iswaisi, EVP Finance and Investments, and Sami Shtayeh, VP Financial Planning and Analysis. So the way we'll conduct this conference is with first management reviewing the company's results, followed by Q&A. I will turn the call over now to Akram. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss Milaha's financial results for the year ended December 31st, 2017. Our consolidated revenue declined from $2,551 million in 2016 to $2,491 million in 2017, a decrease of 2%. Our consolidated operating profit declined from $555 million in 2016 to $448 million in 2017, a decrease of around 19%. Our consolidated net profit declined from $711 million in 2016 to $470 million in 2017, a decrease of approximately 34%, resulting in earnings per share of 4.14 reals 2017 versus 6.26 reals per share in 2016. Despite the very challenging business environment 2017 in the various segments in which we operate, Milaha continued to invest and expand our core business and invest in the building blocks for the years to come. 2017, we've expanded our container fleet, and we currently operate around 17 container vessels, up from around 11 in 2016. We have launched the container feeder service between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. We have launched a direct weekly service between Qatar and Pakistan. We have launched a direct reefer service between Qatar and Turkey. We've also launched a first direct ever feeder service between Qatar and Kuwait. We have also went live with Altamama Logistics in November 2017. We built three warehouses, one chilled, one frozen, and one temperature controlled, with a footprint of approximately 35,000 square meters. We have also set up a small office in Oman and started warehousing of 3PL services within the Sohar Free Zone, and we're exploring further expansion opportunities within Oman. With that, I would like to hand this over to Sami to discuss the segment performance and get into more details about the various divisions.
Thank you, Akram. As mentioned, I'm going to focus on the segments, and I'll start with maritime and logistics. Instead of regurgitating what is already in the investor presentation, I want to highlight three key takeaways that impacted our financials for this segment. Number one, volumes at Hamad Port were up a remarkable 46% versus 2016. The benefit of this volume growth can be seen in our P&L as our share of results from joint arrangements being Q terminals. Number two, our new container shipping routes helped boost top line growth. Although overall volumes are virtually flat with 2016, our vessels are going longer distances, and thus our revenue per container rates are higher. Number three, we booked $33 million in vessel impairments against our container shipping vessels. Vessels were simply not worth what we had in our books, and thus we took an impairment at the end of the year. On to offshore, again, the main takeaways are, number one, we continue to face day rate pressure, and utilization rates did take a slight dip. Our overall utilization rate came in at 63% compared to 67% the prior year. Number two, although day rates are harder to manage, we do have some control over costs. To that effect, where feasible, we have warm stacked underutilized vessels, we sold two older vessels, and we revised pay elements with our crew to help on costs as well. And number three, impairments were again an important part of this segment's results. Although we booked $47 million in lower impairments 2017 versus 2016, we did book $113 million, which were nonetheless recorded. Moving on to the gas and petrochem segment, the main headlines are, number one, we saw a significant drop from our associates and JVs income. Number two, we recorded $135 million in vessel impairments, which again is a reflection on the shipping industry overall, but particularly the sectors we operate in. And number three, where we have vessels exposed to the spot market, we have been pinched as rates continue to drop throughout 2017 or remain low all year. Discussing our trading segment, we posted a $7 million dip in profits versus last year. Lower equipment and lubricant sales, along with tighter margins, brought down results versus the prior year. Last but not least, our capital segment. At the net profit level, the two main highlights are our Qatar Quarries associate posted a 22 million real increase versus the prior year. And on the investment side, our held for trading portfolio came down by 78 million, but was more than offset by 225 million in available for sale gains. And with that, I will now switch over to Akram to discuss our outlook.
Thank you very much, Sammy. Respect our outlook, I will go through segment by segment. For the Malaha Maritime and Logistics, expect to see positive results in the segment, primarily driven by the full impact of higher volumes seen at the Hamad port in the second half of 2017. Expect the container feedering margins to be under pressure due to increases in the cost of bunker as well as competition. But we also expect positive results from the ramp-up at Altamaha Warehouses, which went live in November 2017. That should contribute positively to the logistics segment in 2018. With respect to offshore, offshore still faces quite a bit of challenges. We expect the fundamentals in the offshore market to gradually improve on the back of higher oil prices, decline in OSV fleet supply, and then supply-demand imbalances. So it's still a challenging market, but we're upbeat about 2018, and we expect to see some slight improvements. With respect to Malaha Gas and Petchem, or VLGCs, charter rates remain quite depressed. Expect challenges in 2018. We have three vessels that are coming off charter, but the market rates are slightly higher, so quite upbeat that the results could be slightly better in 2018 for these vessels. The jointly and fully owned LNG carriers, limited fluctuations versus 2017. These vessels are on long-term charters. With respect to the fully owned product tankers and one crude carrier, they're all trading in a spot market. The market is very volatile, but we expect slight improvement in the day rates. Fully owned the gas and ammonia carriers, we have one vessel on time charter ending mid-2018, and the other is on spot. Expect some improvements on the back of expected strong LNG demand between 2018 and 2021. On the harbor marine vessels, we've got realized penalty income in 2017 related to renegotiation of rates and scope with the client, which we will not expect that to occur again. Otherwise, we expect limited fluctuation versus 2017. With respect to Malaha trading, again, this is a segment that's largely tied to the construction sector and infrastructure spending. We expect 2018 to be quite challenging. As it relates to Malaha Capital, this segment is largely tied or related to the performance of the Qatar exchange market and its volatility, so it's tough to predict what the outlook would look like for 2018. With that, we'll open it up for Q&A.
Operator, can you please open the call up for Q&A?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question over the phone at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question over the phone. We will pause just for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal. And we'll take our first person from the queue, Abdullah Al-Taibi from NPK Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the call, and thank you for the presentation. I have just a couple of questions. The first regarding the impairments. So in your mind, do you think we should see further impairments in 2018 across the business segments, whether it's be offshore, maritime, or gas and petchem?
Take that question. Well, to be frank with you, we don't expect any additional impairments. As part of our regular annual exercise, we evaluate our vessels. That actually, you know, you get a full valuation annually, and on a quarterly basis, we also do that. So, you know, normally we go through the, you know, value and use, value and exchange exercise. And to be honest with you, we don't expect any additional impairments next year. But again, that really depends largely on the shipping market. But so far, we're in a comfortable position.
Perfect. The second question is regarding the Thamama warehouse. Can you give more details, you know, whether how many the occupancy rates, pre-rating, guidance for 2018 and such? Thank you.
To be honest with you, that's not information that we can disclose just for competitive reasons. But I can tell you again, we went live in November, you know, there's quite a bit of demand for the services that we offer. And one of the things that Milaha brings is an integrated, you know, solutions, logistics solutions approach to services. So, you know, it would be the ability then sort of for us to be able to cross-sell these services to our existing clients was very easy for us. So to be honest with you, that's all I can say about the services just for competitive reasons. But I think we could share more with you next quarter, and you'll see the results of this.
Chala. Thank you, gents.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, star one to ask a question over the phone. And as there are no further questions over the phone at this time, I would like to hand the call back to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Sammy, Akram, I have a few questions. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. So basically, I just regarding Milaha Offshore, Milaha Gas, and Petrochem, can you give me the percentages of the vessels that are like on time charter or spot, you know, just the breakdown?
I think, Sean, the percentages are not going to be very meaningful for you because in the case of offshore, for example, the day rates across the vessel types varies dramatically. For example, your standard cookie cutter type vessels earn a lot less than your more specialized diving vessels. So if I give you a breakdown on what is on charter versus what is on spot, it could be misleading. Nonetheless, we have never disclosed that information in the past, and I don't think we're going to disclose it going forward either. The bit of information that is quite useful, however, is the utilization, which we started providing in more granular level really in the past year or so. And really the same applies in the gas and petrochem, but on the gas and petrochem, we actually go sector by sector, and we explain to you what is on a long-term rates or long-term charters versus what is in the spot market. To sum up, the product tankers, those are all on spot. The two gas carriers, one is on charter, one is on spot. The harbor is on a 20-year contract with petroleum. The LNG, those are on long-term. So that kind of answers it for gas and petrochem, but for offshore, like I said, we've never really disclosed that in the past, nor do I think it would be completely meaningful.
Okay, great. Fair enough. Are there any more questions?
There are no further questions over the phone at this time, sir.
Great. that, I would like to thank everybody for joining us on this call today, and we look forward to having you on our next call for Q1 2018. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.